those need to know news. Let's do it right now. Pork chop, I'm glad you have another job. We're going to be working at a steakhouse because I don't think you should be getting into a car and having passengers anymore after this video really disturbed me. Police in New York are looking for a Lyft passenger who was caught on camera savagely attacking his driver in the middle of a ride. Have you seen this video yet? It's going to go up online at joanalexshow.com. I'm sending it to Liv right now.
No, I haven't.
You need to see the video because you can hear part of this news story, but this guy is in pain. He gets into the ride with his mom, and he must have like had some immense pain because he needs to go to the hospital.
So I hate how people are taking Ubers and Lyfts and not an ambulance, first of all.
Well, first of all, you don't always need to call an ambulance unless you actually need an ambulance. If I thought, oh my God, I'm going to die, of course I'll take an ambulance. But if I like broke my leg, I'm not taking an ambulance. I'll get somebody to drive me to the hospital.
Yeah.
This guy did not need an ambulance,
Ubers
Alex.
Ubers are way less expensive than ambulances. All my friends in college used to say, like, hey, if I get really drunk and anyone wants to call an ambulance, let me die.
Sounds like you're rolling the dice on life
how
doing
much?
That.
No, okay, then give me your definition, Alex, of what you should use an ambulance for.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why would I call it for? Just because I don't feel good?
No, when you're super hurt, you need to go to the emergency room.
But that's my point. This guy didn't feel good. He wasn't dying.
Okay, well, what did he do? Because it sounds like he shouldn't have gotten in there.
He shouldn't have done what he did inside of it. He was in pain, and he's like telling the driver, he's like, oh, go pass that car. Like, you know, when you're in pain, you're just not feeling good. You want to get to the hospital as soon as you can. Me, every day after the show, my back hurts. I want to leave so I can get home and rest. Well, he's like, sir, I'm doing the best I can. I can't cut in front of cars. I can't cut people. He's like, well, I would have taken that spot. And he's like, sir, if you're going to disrespect me, I'm going to have to ask you to get out of the ride. When he said that to the passenger, this is what happened.
Excuse me, man. If you're going to be disrespectful, I'll just pull over right now.
While he's driving
Mariano,
him.
Who's been a rideshare driver for 3 years, got a camera not to try and capture a moment like this, but to discourage one. Now he's not sure he'll ever drive for Lyft again.
The guy's still punching him. He's driving.
Jeez.
The guy's just like, I'm talking like this guy's professional boxer swinging haymaker is going to like knock him unconscious.
Jeez.
Dude, do you remember my
insane video?
Do you remember my thing that I told you what I would do in that situation?
I don't. What would you do if like I'm like, oh, I'm in pain, then I start attacking you?
Depending what side they're sitting on, jerk the wheel hard to the right so their head hits the window.
But what if you hit another car?
I don't care.
Oh, okay.
And I mean,
I took out a thing of school children, but I at least stopped him.
I'm pretty good with like controlling my car. At least I believe. So just a quick jerk, like enough of a, you know, jerk and back. Like, I don't even necessarily need to go to the other lane.
Oh, got it.
But like, that scares me. This guy had a camera in there not to try to capture viral moments, but as a deterrent. Because if I see a camera, guess what? I'm not talking crap to you. I'm not going to fight. Not that I would fight you anyways, but if I see a camera, like, anybody's less likely to do something.
Everyone's on their best behavior when there's a camera around.
Well, this guy was just in so much pain. Clearly, he just couldn't handle it. He needed an ambulance.
Police are still looking for him.
Dang. How did he get away?
He got out. He beat the crap out of the guy and got out.
How
just walked away.
How did he beat the crap out of the guy if he was in so much pain?
I don't know. To be fair, though, I have magical strength. When I'm in pain or mad, I could punch a hole in the wall. So I'm sure he's still in pain, but like it looked like his stomach or his abdomen was hurting him. I don't know what it was.
Kidney stones.
That could be punch-worthy.
That's what I was thinking it was.
This is a photo we've got to share, and usually I don't say, ooh, check out this viral photo, but this is so cool. It makes me so damn proud to be an American, even though it happened in Canada, kind of like a bald eagle thing. But have you guys seen this photo that's been captured? This guy's just an amateur photographer, but it's of a bald eagle. And it's just above the water. It's like staring daggers right at the person taking the photo, but its wings are just clipping the water, like breezing through.
Oh,
it just makes the
so
hair
cool.
on my arm stand up because I'm so American, it hurts.
But it's not an American bald eagle.
You know what? You don't have to say that out loud, okay? No, but that photo's up online at joanalexshow.com. I think this is great. We had a photographer at our wedding. I don't know. I think it was $1,000 or $2,000, a couple of $1,000s at least for a photographer, right? They're expensive for weddings.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and they did a good job, but I know a lot of times, though, people in my life take crappy photos. I have Alex and Liv. I'll give them credit. Only two people I can depend on where they take good photos. Everybody else, I don't understand how they don't know how to focus or adjust it to do it right to make it look cool, but they don't know how to frame a photo. I want this guy, the photographer, is now going to be a selfie robot. Yeah, the robot is called Eva Photography Robot. It recently took wedding photos at a reception in England. It allows guests to send photos to themselves by email or text, high-quality ones. The robot has AI software that can detect faces and can roam freely around on its wheels. And it stops and says, Would you like your picture taken? Alex, you would love this robot.
No, I want a human being that has style and flair.
You don't think you can program the robot to have style and flair?
I don't know, but that's just weird to me. We're giving robots way too much responsibility.
No, this is truly amazing, and I think that's so cool.
I'd rather have the robot be kind of like less styled compared to my buddy's uncle taking the photo with his thumb pinky finger that shows up in the camera.
Well, sure, yeah. Anyone would rather that.
That's the worst thing old people do. They always have their finger in the photo. What's that blur at the top? Oh, that's Uncle Mike's thumb or pinky.
Right. What about the angles? Like, will it get down real low and get the good angles or high angles?
I bet it could get better angles than humans.
Oh, yeah, with the arms. I trust go gadget arms. You don't know what that is, Liv.
No, they're taking pictures at our weddings. They're driving us around in driverless cars. They're in our living rooms. They're everywhere.
You think it's watching.
You sound like an old 80 delusional person. I know. Better... She is. She is the most delusional person I've ever met in my life.
You guys better open your eyes.
God, do you realize how old you sound sometimes?
In 10 years.
No wonder you poop once a week.
In 10 years, you guys are going to say, wow, I wish I would have listened to Alex.
Alex is going to be that old
That's never happened in my
grandma.
Life.
Alex is going to be that.
Alex as a grandma.
Wait, Alex is going to be that old grandma that's like.
I told you so.
Yeah, they're like, shut the door. Don't let the robots in.
Oh,
grandkids.
Hurry and plug its battery before it does
She's
something.
She's going to have all of these like weird makeshift things at home that like deter robots.
Here's what's going to happen. The world's going to end. There's going to be a robot apocalypse, and my family is going to be the only family that isn't brainwashed.
It's just you.
You guys are going to be knocking.
Yeah, what family?
Yeah, my family, my extended family, that we're all going to be living in the same house, and you guys are going to come knocking on my front door like, Alex, please, let us in, and I'm going to say, nope.
You're gonna say bye, B.
Exactly.
I just see Alex like dating a guy, goes over like inside. He's like, oh, what's that? Oh, it's just my Roomba cleaning the floor. Okay, and a few more stories here. Joe's Need to Know News. Beware, there's a cheetah loving squirrel in a park in Seattle that's stealing snacks from kids. Yeah, he thinks it's funny. The female squirrel named Kevin, which makes no sense, will go through zippers, tear through backpacks, strollers, climb into strollers just to get snacks like Cheetos, Goldfish, and Cheez-Its. Alex, are you listening to me? This sounds like everything you eat.
We need to talk about Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin's got an issue. Our reaction to Kevin is kind of mixed. Some think it's cute, while others say, this is dangerous. Well, we need to put Kevin down.
It's dangerous if you touch my Goldfish crackers.
Oh, man. Don't mess with Alex. And finally, this is kind of cute. This is what I would do if I was a kid. Remember when you were young, you had to sing in school, like at a play or something. You'd sing like a little program. Nothing major.
Yep.
These kids were supposed to perform. It was actually all cousins. They were in Buffalo, Wyoming. They were going to do a rendition of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. And then one kid just apparently decides to take it to a song he likes better. Do you know what song it is?
Yeah. It's the march of the
Is that Star Wars or something?
Yes. One of his cousins is trying to do Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, and then he's like,
Did you say this was at Buffalo Wild Wings?
No, I did not say this was at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Did he not?
He said Buffalo, Wyoming.
You are hungry. You are hella hungry this morning and need to eat before the show starts.
I thought you said Buffalo Wild Wings, so the whole time I was like, that's so weird. I've never heard of a school doing a performance at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Oh, God. That's Joe's Need to Know News. You can check all this out, minus any Buffalo Wings, online at joeandalexshow.com.